Sarah has a transition for Kohanim to be the condemnation to the exception of the Zion Persians. The Kanoim have an Achlekes between the Akiva and the Yishmael, but the Leitam is a Chaybo, the Leitam is a Rishut, who is the claim obligated to be the condemnation to the Zion Persians. Or he wants to be married, but he's not really obligated to be more than Zion, and of course related to this Achlekes between the Akiva and the Yishmael. Who argued it added to the Kurban Abayus, who was already an Achlekes of the earlier generations, not Abayus. And the accepted opinion was that the claim is obligated to be Mitameh to the Zion Persians. One of the Kohanim didn't want to, and the Timur Echad HaKohanim Baal Korcha. This is an Achlekes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, the Rambam just means that Lo Yitamo, the Rambam's opinion is, we talk like Rebbe Akiva, that it's a claim. So the third Achlekes in the Rambam, and the writer is the Chayva only Mutelet HaKohanim. The Rambam says the obligation to participate in the funeral is only Mutelet HaKohanim, because the Kohanim is forbidden to be the Tamei to the nation in general, because the Tamei can't play them. This would be a sign of respect. The Shal Kamaham, like the Rambam writes, the Russian Kamaham, the Rambam is the Rambam, the Rambam is the Rambam, but by a non-Kohanim, if the surviving relatives are non-Kohanim, so why the Rambam thinks, why should it be a sign of respect? Why does that show Kovar Abiyas? Because I'm the Tamei to the base. And the other Rishonim disagree. The other Rishonim say, no, Lo Yitamo applies to even non-Kohanim as well. That whether the surviving relatives are Kohanim or not, the mitzvah is Lo Yitamo to be the sign. Taka, how come the Kohanim is permissible? Why is it permissible? If the claim is the Tamei the base, is in violation of a lay service. So why is it permissible over here to be the Tamei to the Zion Persians? The one who is theoretically able to give an answer which is not the correct answer. He could have said, as the devil lay says, it's a mitzvah lo yitamo. So the essay lo yitamo is the essay of the Lord's essay of the nefesh lo yitamo diyamo. This is not the correct answer, because the Gemara says in the beginning of the Yevamah that if a Kohen is the Tamei to a Mei, it's not only an essay, it's not only a lo's essay, it's a lois essay, the essay. Because all of the things that say here in the beginning of the parsha, with respect to Tod, and not the minute it's coming to time of the nation, Leikachu Karcha Beroshan, they're not allowed to rip out the hair, Piyasu Karab Leik Alevu, Bistorm, they're not allowed to shave off their beard, Bistorm, they're not allowed to scrape into their arms, into their body. If someone dies, so it says, even though Leikachu Karcha Beroshan, Piyasu Karab Leik Alevu, Bistorm, these three lavim apply equally to Kohanim and to non-Kohanim. Nonetheless, the next passage says, Kedoshim Yil Alakehim, if a Kohen violates either Tumas Kohen, or Korcha, or Yiluah Hazak, or Saratah, he's also in violation of Kedoshim Yil Alakehim. He's a life after the essay. And the Gemara says in the Zomit, in the beginning of the Zomit, that that's the rule. Essay, death, a life essay, however, ain't essay, death, a life essay, the essay. So how is it permissible for the Kohanim to be Metamim, to be Zayin Kohanim? Fine, you have an essay, but we have the rule, Ein Eser Becholay Tessari. The Rashi and Brothers, the answers on that call, no, these are the Beirish exception to the rule. It says the Beirish. It says that it's forbidden the Nefesh Lay Tama Be'ama Ki in Yisheira. It says you're not allowed to be Metamim to any other nation except for the Zayin Kohanim. Zayin Kohanim were never included in the prohibition in the first place. It's not that the Hefter to be Yitamah to be Zayin Kohanim, it's that the Hefter, Lo Yitamah is Zayicha the Lo Yitamah. It doesn't have to be Zayicha. The Lo Yitamah was never formulated in the first place. That's how it says, Ki Im L'Sheva. That's what Rashi calls Hutra. Hutra means when the prohibition, when the Lo Yitamah was formulated, this case was never included in the prohibition. The Rambam obviously thinks not so. The Rambam writes that the Rambam writes explicitly, Dechuyahi, Tumas Amei, Eitz of Kohanim. It's Dukhuy, it's not Rishon. The Rambam writes in Afkemin al Halacha based on it. That is Dukhuy. And the Rambam wrote, the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Lo Yitamo only applies to Kohanim, doesn't apply to non-Kohanim, because only by Kohanim, where the Nechalol is vicious, where the Kedushah could be Mekam of the Nation, and when the Metami to the Zayin Kohanim, the Nechalol, the Kedushah Kuna, so that's a sign of respect. As the Rambam explains, Kama, Hamuri, Himitzi, Tavarish, and Himitzi, Tumkonehu, Himitzi, Tumas Kohanim. He holds that it's Zoyche. The Rama holds the Peri that it's Zoyche. Not that it's Zoyche. Who's the Peri Shom and one is more common than the other? That does, when the tradition was formulated. Never say Tanya Yama, it never applied to the Zoyche. The Rama is the Peri that it's Zoyche. Says it also disagrees with the Rashi. Says it's Tanya Yama, the brother, the Tzav. Disagrees with Rashi and says that he's not right. Rashi writes that the fact that Kohen is permitted to be Mitzamek to the Zayin Kohen is so Zayin Kohen will never move in the first place. He proved it to be our part of the future. So it says not corrected to the Kohen. I, but the Klal is Ein Esei Zayin Kohen Vais Esei the Esei. And the Gemara says in the Romans when the Kohen is Mitzamek of Esim, not only is he a violation of the Vais Esei, but Mitzamek is a violation of Kedosh and Yiyu Yom Kehyam. The Tosfos comes up with an answer. That basically based on the Gemara beginning of the Yevamos. That if the life sets of the essay are of a weaker category, then essay is that the life sets of the essay. What can be considered a weaker category? These prohibitions that only apply to Kohen, it's a lot shorter shell of our code. The issue that the Kohen is not allowed to be a sound of the nation, the life sets of the essay are both able to shell of our code. So, essay can be considered a life sets of the essay if we say the shell of our code. That's the case you showed the cloud. So we're permitted to wear tissues that have tailored on the Vegas Hotel, The same rule is used by the Tanoim with respect to Yibum. Let's say a married man dies, leaving no descendants, and his wife has Yibum as a brother. So the Gemara says that the mitzvah of Yibum is fulfilled with the Dei Shana. And after the Dei Shana is over, it's all finished. He's already fulfilled the mitzvah. He doesn't have to continue living with the woman. If he wants to divorce her, so he may. But if he wants to remain with her, he also may. How may he remain with her? How is he allowed to? And it's only Mutar Makam Mitzvah. If it's not a Makam Mitzvah, it's going to remain an Isa Kari to Reish Yisah. If the Makam Mitzvah is only the Dei Shana, so let the Dei Shana be prohibited. The Tosafot points out in the beginning of Yivamim, around Daf Ches, they quote this Mishnah on Daf Samachala by the Kanvo. That's Halacha, Holy Shtar, since at the time that he performed the Yivam, the Dei Rishona was Musa, and it's kind of the Dei Rishona. It's kind of the Eres and Nisun, the Yivam is Oisa Eres and Nisun. The two stages of Eres and Nisun, that's only when normal people get married. But when a Yavam performs Yivam, so the Yivam takes them all away, she already becomes a Nisun. So the Gemara says that Kinnishta, once he performs the Yibum, so he may remain with her, and he doesn't have to divorce after the Jewish time. We say, all this time, this time. We don't say the woman goes back to the status, she falls back into the category of Eshet Tach, she loves Machanitz. No. But as long as the Machanitz for the Jewish time was Muslim, so everything was Muslim. The only time the Gemara says the Jewish time is up there is in a case where the Yivama not only has the prohibition of Eshet Tach, but then we say, Ramakam Yibum, Eshet Tach is Hutra. Let's say there's an additional Isa. She happens to be a Mamzeret, or she happens to be a Grusha. Or let's say the one who died was a Tayyip, and the one who's alive, the Sadavi brother, is a Kohen Gadol. So if he's a Kohen Gadol, so then she's going to be an Alman. So the Gemara says if you have some additional prohibition over and above Eshet Tach, so true, it may be Mutar B'Dei Rishona, because sometimes it will apply Eshet Tach HaLeishet. Right, the case of the Alman is a bad case. The woman whose husband died, and the surviving brother was a Kangarov, and she just became an Alman. So Kangarov Alman is an Eser Delo Eser. The Gemara says, Ein Eser Delo Eser to the Eser, because she's a Be'ula. She's going to be a Be'ula and an Alman. So it'll be in violation of Kimsula Miyamla Vitafisha, unless she was an Alman in her innocence. And she's only 12 years old. Okay, she's not yet 12 and a half. But in a normal case, if the brother of the Kangala died, his Almana, his wife, who's Yavama, that is Yibam, this Kukul Yavam, is a Be'ula, and she's an Almana now, so it's going to be a Loi Tess of the essence of the surviving brother of the Kangala will not be allowed to do Yibam at all. Even the Rishon won't be permissible. But let's say it'll be an Almana in her innocence, there won't be a Loi Tess. Or let's say the brother who passed away was married to a Grusha. Right or wrong, maybe the brother who died was a Chol, maybe the brother who died was a Chayim, but he was living with a Grusha, or with a Chalol, or whatever. But then the surviving brother who wants to do Yibum, but there's also a Chayim. So I mean, I heard we would say the Dei Rishona is Mutar, because that's a Dei Rishona, okay? And that's as far as you know. After the Dei Rishona, everything else will be altered. There we won't say, Hol, Yishtar, Yishtar. Once you say since that the Tfilas Rishus, everything was Mutar, they remained Mutar later on. So the Minchasina has a brief essay about this. He quotes the Rashba should have been in Yavamis. No, the Rashba is in Kiddushin, in the first parak on the Sugya of Yifas Tzohar. So the Rashba explains what the Klal is. When do you apply the Klal of Holy Shtar Yishtar? Holy Shtar Yishtar means if a couple got married and the Tfilas Rishus, everything was the Hesed Gamur, even though later on some ether creeps in, the heaven is locked in. He remains the territorial body. But that only applies in a case where the sin of the issues, everything was mutter hutra, had to go. But if the sin of the issues is only mutter, the sin of the huya, then it's not held in Ishtarius. Ishtarius means hutra, had to go. If it's started off as a had to go, then I say, oh, the Ishtarius. If the issue started off the had to go, it's not the Ishtarius. So the Kohen who married an Almana is Hesedgomer, a Kohen married an Almana Hesedgomer, and then they appoint him as a Kengor. Here he says, Almana, and the smaller he is Kengor. So that was the Hesedgomer. So then I apply, Hod Yishtar Yishtar. Or a man is Niyate, the Yavam, men, the Yavam, the husband, the brother's wife. So that's Hutra, that's not the Kuya. The fact that Eish Esach is listed in Makam Yibam, that's not a Pina of the Kuya, that's not an Eshe Zechal Esheche, that's a Pina of Hutra. But since the near Rishayim of Hutra, that's a Gomel, so even if you're Shnei, what else do you do? All the Yishtar, Yishtar. But if in the other case where not only is the Yavama an Eish Esach, he's also a Mamzeret, or he's also a Yisha Nekoyin or something like that, or a Mamzeret like Kangaro, the Nabi Rishayim is only Mutter Ben Tanet, the Dech Alei Tete, which is only the Chuyah, not Hutra, and the Dech Alei Tete is only the Chuyah, then the Klal of Hov Yishtar 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 the Bei Shmuel, the Shulchan Aruch Aben Ezra, who quotes Tshuva Sapotkin, who gives later cases of that. He gives a case, funny case, the prohibition against marrying your grandmother is only the Abba. First time I called in love with his grandmother, but the Muslim and I turned it off in the Abba. Shlom HaMelech was very much near Klarai. The phone with the Abba, so we had a problem with Shulchan Aruch, that you don't care your heart about Yabba, I'm an Abba of the Abba. So let's say, yeah, okay. The shop comes in with a gun. And he says, you marry that grandmother or I shoot you. Okay, marry the grandmother. So then he says, you have an affair with the grandmother, I shoot you. So it's only the rabbi. So he brought an official statement. And then the guy with the shotgun goes away. So the shotgun goes away. So you're going to say, hello, Ishtari, Ishtari. Since the thing was delicious, everything was mutter, but I had to pick up Nefesh to marry the grandmother. Being Rishayim was mutter, because he held a gun, so it's mutter. So the Beis Shmuel quotes the truth in Agrain and talks about this case. So he says, you don't apply all these Sarisari. Why? If it applies on the level of the right, why should it apply to Shmiya Tlarai? He says, no, because over here was never Ishtari, it was never Hutra, it was only the Chuyah. Whenever the Tzidah Tzidishis was only a Pina of the Chuyah, then you don't apply all the Ishtari. So in that case, let's say, a Koyin married an Amona. Koyin married a girl in Amona. He wasn't a Koyin girl. And then when he reaches 50, 60, whatever they decide to appoint him as a Koyin girl. So the Mishnah says that's not a problem. That's all the Ishtari start. What's he going to do if his wife passes away? His wife passes away? So he can't be married unless he marries a girl. A 75-year-old man has to marry a 12-year-old girl. That's unbelievable. So the poor guy is stuck. They can't get married. Unless he can talk, so he can't do the Avodah and Yom Kippur if he's not married. Right? Not allowed to do the Avodah and Yom Kippur. So what can he do? So let him retire. You know if he retires? If he retires, then what? Step down to the synagogue. So he still can't get married. Still a Kangol. Kangol remains a Kangol even after he steps down. Unless they fire him. Unless they remove the status of Kangol from him. If the Gemara says that the normal person says the Gemara says Malam HaKadosh for all my evil, you won't fire the Kangol. Unless he was caught on the biggest Avera in the world and such a Chil Hashem to allow him to retain the title of Kangol. But under normal circumstances, the Gemara says in the first page of the Yom, and that's for your knowledge. You say Malam HaKadosh for all my evil. You're not allowed to fire the Kangol. Maybe in this case, he'll flee Rahman. Maybe he'll flee with the Ben Mabel. Please do me a favor, fire me. I have to get married.
No, boy.
And yeah.
No, boy. Yeah.
No, because it's he can't get married, maybe. But I don't remember of any Gemara discussing this problem. What's he going to do? He's a Kangol and his wife dies. So what's he going to do? He's stuck. He can't do that by the Yom Kippur and he can't be married unless they fire him. The women that are forbidden to the Kohenia, the Gusha, Zen of the Halala. The Pasuk has an unusual way of describing Gusha. It says, Isha Zainra Halala Ikahu, Isha Gusha Misha Laikahu. Should have put together, Isha Zainra Halala Gusha Laikahu. I didn't write it separately. Isha Gusha Ne Isha, Fani Lashi. A woman who is divorced from her husband. The Gemara says, obviously she's divorced from her husband. What? The boy takes the girl out on a date and he gives her a gift and he says, Harem, a Goresh is the medicine, it's going to become a Gusha. You want me a Gusha if you were married and the husband divorces you. So the Gemara has a Kiddush. It sounds like it's a din there, right? So Isha Gusha Misha, even if the husband only gave her a reah, I guess. He gave his wife a gift that was not valid, that didn't make any change whatsoever. She's still married to him. It's still, if it was a gift, the husband gives his wife a gift, and he says, Haleah Udaresh is the man of the Haleah, Iyat Utaresh Mishun Lodom. But yet usually means that they're not married anymore. She's permitted to marry anybody she chooses. And this crackpot uses like again, Harenu Bereshit Meneni, the Iyat Mekaris Mishimon. You shouldn't be allowed to marry anybody. So the Mishnah says the get is not tough. That's not a valid get. Nonetheless, she became a Grusha L'Kayim. That's her husband is a Kayim. Now he has to give her a get because he's not allowed to remain with her. That's what the Gemara refers to in the end of Gidna Zariah HaGet. Smells like a get. It isn't really a get. It smells like a get. The Rambam writes that this din of Reha HaGet is only in the Rabban, not a din in a third. The Magen Mishnah says he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. The Gemara sounds like it's a din deraisa. The Gemara Darshan is in the top. Isha Grusha V'Isha. I think I'll let him Garsha Ela Me'isha. The Shagatariya has a chuvah. The chuvah Tachadosha, second volume of the Shagatariya, he has a different kind of chuvah. Not like that much of concept, you know, complicated stuff. He has a child. What's the din of Reha HaGet? Is it the right or the Rabbanah? Who's right? The Rambam or the Magen Mishnah? That's the Shai. So he says the Rambam is wrong, the Magen Mishnah. It's a different kind of chuvah. So he thinks that the Shver Ram, he doesn't agree with the Rambam, that it's only a din of the Rabbanah. The Rambam in Shulchan Aruch quotes the chuvah to Rashba, that one of the couple are married, but it's questionable whether the marriage is valid or not. And the Rabbanim recommended the chumrah that the husband should give his wife again. The Ikaret is she doesn't really need a get, they're not really married. But the chumrah, they recommended that they should give a get. If the husband gave the get on his own, he didn't get any shilas, then that's not so. Halacha says that they didn't need a get, because he's not a grusha. But what if they asked the shilas? And the Rabbanim recommended that they should give a get to the chumrah. So the Rambam quotes the Shulchan Aruch that too is called a Reha HaGet. So that's why the Ashkenazim are choshish for this chumrah, because the Rambam quotes it. The Sfardim don't observe this chumrah, because the Mechaber does not quote it. You know, it doesn't come from the Ashkenazim, it comes from a Rashbah. He's from the other side, he's from the side. But the Rambam quotes this Shulchan Aruch, so Ashkenazim are choshish for this. The problem is that if you look in the Tshuva Tarash, he says the reverse. He starts off by entertaining such a Havnina, and then he rejects it. And the same thing in the Chidush HaRash Ba'ala Gemara, and Yevomis, he points out in the Gemara, the reverse. That's the problem with that Ramah. That's why Rav Itzala Tetebulger, in the Sefer Priest, of the Talmud of Rabbi Sol Talanta, has a Tshuva about this. And he says it's really a very difficult Ramah. He's not prepared to disagree with the Ramah, but he takes on the Arach and says to the Yevon, what if a Kohen did marry a girl who was a Grusha, she got to get Lechumra? The Rabban recommended Lechumra that she should get again. Migrad and they think she doesn't need it again, and Lechumra they recommend that she should get again. So the Ramah quotes the Shulchan Aruch and Allah and Ari Kohen, and then the Beis Shmuel quotes the Bach that even the Yevon in this case that even if she married a Kohen, you have to get divorced. So the big fella Tetzaburger, right? And it's true that he thinks that you don't have to go so far. That's too much of a chumrah. So the Ramah itself is already a chumrah. So the Pashtus is the Rashba says the reverse. So it's enough to be machmah the Hatzila of the Yevon. If you have a big shot of Tzach of the Yevon, then we're not machmah on that. These kind of shadows come up all the time now. You have a couple that married, a girl was married by a reformed rabbi, there were no agents, garnish, there was nothing. There was no Kedah Kiddushin, there was nothing with nothing. A girl was civilly married. No, he could have been, he didn't need any get. But Lechumra, we always require a get. And then she got a get, and then later on, she already married a couple, and then later on they become Bali Shula. The star, that's the way it goes. After the Grusha already married a guy and she has already 10 children, then they become Bali children, and then they start to wonder, hey, how can I do it? How am I duchening? You just found out a din. You're married to a Grusha, you're not allowed to duchen. And then he finds out, not only not allowed to duchen, you have to get the book. You're not allowed to remain with his wife. Such a shout out fact that they're married already. They're a digital tackle board, there's a room to be made. Because it says the kiddush toki as lechem alakach who makrim, we have to be mekadesh the kohanim. What does that mean? The kiddush toki. So the Gemara in Yevamis on that same line understands the kiddush the bal tocha, that if the kohen married one of the nashim hapsulay and he doesn't want to get rid of her, so the Gemara says before him to divorce his wife. It's the bezdin's responsibility if you have a Jewish government controlling the situation, so the responsibility of the government, the government is to force the people who are married to Yisrael to get divorced. You kiddash the Baal Korva. You pray for Allah Mitzvah that the Kohen shouldn't be made married to the woman who is Asur Allah. That's the Gemara Yeravus on that same day. Then the Gemara Gitan Daphne says, the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah says in Gitan Daphne says, it's in the middle of the series of all the Mishnahs, the 2.5 talking about all the Tachonis from the Rabbanim, the Snei Dach Yisholem. So the Mishnah has another Tachonis, the Snei Dach Yisholem, that the Kohen gets the first only in the Snei Dach Yisholem. The Gemara asks, 2 kashas. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah, his name is Dark Yisholem. What does it have to do with Dark Yisholem? I mean, if you don't give the Kohen the first Aliyah, it's going to explode. The Kohen are so crazy. You want to comment? You want to make sure you don't start up with the Kohen? You got to give only the first Aliyah. You shouldn't get angry at the Gabbai. You shouldn't punch the Gabbai, you know? What does it mean? And then it says, it's a Takana of the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, why is it a Takana of the Rabbanim? It's a Binderaisa. It's Tali, we have a Gaisa, the Kiddash, the Sach Rishon or Rach Rishon, the Rishon or Rach Rishon. You have to be Mechavad at Kohen to get the first Aliyah, or to say Hamoitiyah to Mechavad Kohen that you should bench Mezuman. You always have to be Mechavad at Kohen. So why did the Mishnah say that it's only a Takana de Rabbanim? It says, in the Rav, it has nothing to do with that Bishol. So the Gemara explains what's going on. Gemara says, yes, there is a thing you have to be Mechavad at Kohen with the first Aliyah. But if the Kohen chooses to, he can be Mechavad on his cover. So the Tanoim saw that this is maybe the day Machlokes, that once in a while a coin would be Merkel on his cover because his friend of his there, and other times he would not be Merkel on his cover. He would insist on his right to getting the first Aliyah. So some of the people would feel hurt. How come he's Merkel on his cover for him, he's not Merkel on his cover for me? Two people have your side. He is coin lady, he's only one more Aliyah. The one guy's going to get Hagda, he doesn't want Hagda, he wants an Aliyah. So he has to try to be Merkel on his cover. No, not Merkel on my cover. So the yard side loses out. People are very touchy about this. So that's what the Mishnah says, that sometimes the coin is going to be Merkel on his cover, sometimes not. He's going to be causing Machlokes. Maybe the Kachon of the coin should never be Merkel on his cover. That's what it says in the Gemara in Gitan on Daf Nun Tes. Tesis in Kulin writes that they think that this whole brisa, that the coin getting the first Aliyah, is long enough not to be the Rabban. The Gemara says, the Oraita, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, isn't it a Din D'Oraita that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, as it says in the Braita, the Kiddashtoi, the Tzach Rishon, the Brach Rishon, the Litham, the Yoch Rishon? The Tesis says, even though the Gemara uses the expression, the Oraita, it doesn't mean the Oraita, it means that the Din D'Rabbanim has an Asmach and a Pasik, unrelated to Dr. Shalom. It doesn't really mean that it's the right. That's what Tesis wrote when he gave to the Ganon, who steals somebody else's mitzvah. The Gemara says, Rav Gamliel instituted a penalty, that if I check the chicken and I have the foot to perform the Kisi Adam, and another wise guy runs in and he rushes and he does the Kisi Adam, and now I lost out on the mitzvah, because once the Kisi Adam is done, so I won't accomplish anything by doing another time Kisi Adam. The Adam is already mechutzeh, but because he gathered in the mitzvah for me, so he penalized him and he has to pay our Torah Zeruzah. Places raises a shayla that it might be shahaya that the Gabbai called up the coin for the first Aliyah, and the non-coin decided he wants Aliyah, so the non-coin ran up and he said the bracha, they laid the whole Aliyah and they finished it. The other guy screaming, the coin is screaming, they stole the Aliyah. They called me up, they stole the Aliyah. The places has a shayla, Allah Almighty. The places paskin that he doesn't, the Ghanis, who stole the Aliyah, does not have to pay Azara Zeruba. The only time he has to pay Azara Zeruba is when he stole a mitzvah that writes it from him. A mitzvah that he has a right to mitzvah writes it. Like Kisi Adam, that's the right from a prophet. The Shachat, the Chisman, is the Shachat, who you have to do. One of the form the Shchita has his first, the Hatsi has the first crack at doing the Kisi Adam. The Hatsi coming out, the other person could also be fulfill the mitzvah of Kisi Adam. But he has his foot to it, so that's his foot to their life. The person says, when they have to call up the coin for the first Aliyah, that's not a din their right. I think Gemara says, the third Rishon says that that's only an Asmach and the Rabban. It's not really a din their right. So what does it mean, the Kiddash does not? The person says, the real Pshat in the Kiddash is like the Gemara Yerama said, and on that page now, the Kiddash the Baal Korcho is referring back to the prohibited marriages. If he married a woman, Baal Ve'era, the coin married a Gerusha Zana V'Hamala, So then the halacha says, if he does the batar, the bezin should force him to get the wood. And this comment, that's what says from this comment that the Gemara has in Kitna, that he says, if he does the batar, means in the sense of being mechabe the koyin, the same thing that's only anas maktam and rabbi. The Chumash has a remarkable theory, which is that Tayyotin in Aklal, normally, Yishrat Tosavish and Yishrat Tosavish are called Oshu Shabbat Torah. If a man or a woman violate Abizizare, so they get Gila. If a man or a woman are Boalation Sish, so they both get Chenik. If a man or a woman violate any other, they get the same Oshu. Malkus, Gila, Sefer, Her, Chenik, the same thing. Abbas Goyen Shazinsa, she's an Eshazish. Now, it doesn't apply to the Apnesha Zinsa is not by itself. The Batnesha Zinsa is an Eshazish. So the Boel gets the Onesh that there should have been. If she's an Arusa, not an Amarasa, then the Onesh is Kima. If she's an Isua, then the Onesh is Fenik. The special Onesh that the Batnesha gets straight for, instead of what the Onesh Zinsa should have been, that's only on the Batnesha, not on the Boel. Because her participation in the violation of Lashina is an additional avir. The Pasuk says, this avir he mechalelet. The boil is not considered mechal of her father. The boil was violation sish. But the bas kohen shezinsa, in addition to violating Lashina, is also in violation of this avir he mechalelet. So that's what the Mishnah says. He the slave of a boil of the slave. And then the Mishnah adds on, that's the last Mishnah in Sanhedrin, right before Perichel. The very last Mishnah right before Chelik, that it was Hebrew Shreifa, the low Zama Mehav is Shreifa. Normally the din is, Atis Loik HaShazam, I'm Lachis Liyachim. If witnesses testify falsely to give someone an Einish Nisa, Malkis, Mammon, Knaf, whatever it is, so Atis Loik HaShazam. If they try to give Tila, so they get punished with Tila. If they try to give Shreifa, they get Shreifa. If they try to give Chelik, they get Chelik. And here the witnesses testify that the Bashkoin is five Shreifa. And then Hutnu. But Allah says we don't punish them with Shreifa. That's the first Mishnah. Nakis lists off two cases where the Eidu Zanimim don't get Kashazam. And then Gemara adds on another two cases, some total of four cases. The place is right there, the first Mishnah in Nakis. And Nakis is the Hemshah of Sanhedrin. But the last Mishnah, Perek Elohim Anas Nakim, and that's the last chapter, that's Keter. The last Mishnah, Terek Elohim Anas Nakim, lists off the first case. And there's more explicit in Kunsh. He's the Shreifa, the Lord Zamanel is the that the Zamanel Baskayim don't get Shreifa, and then the first Mishnah Makis lists off another two cases. And they don't get Kashin Zaman, and the Zaita lists off the other two cases. This is an interesting thing about Tanisha's interest. It's an exception to the rule of Israel Tanisha Lewis that the boil and the novellas don't get the same punishment. And it's an exception to the rule of Eden Zenin. And the Kodesh has a special dinam of the Kangaro. Not only is he not permitted to marry the three prohibited women, he's not allowed to marry an Amona either, and he has to marry Dafka Psua before the age of 12 and a half. And the Kangaro has more restrictions than the Kangaro. He's not even permitted to be Nisame to the Zion Kodesh. Rabbi Vilima Loitam. Not a lot of Nimitamis to design girls. So the Gemara understands this to mean, Gemara in my cousin, given that the third pair of my cousin understands this to mean, that the Kangaro is not knowing Gabelu. Because as the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot points out, the Rambam in the Yarach HaZot also points out from the Gemara later in Eilu Mishal, from the third pair of my cousin, that the Mitzvah of Avelu, the Rambam in the Gordon and the Machaber of the opinion that the Mitzvah of Avelu is a Mitzvah derived. Really, there is a mitzvah in the same Kodesh, you have to observe Abel. So the Rambam says the Pasuk in Kodesh is Lo Yitamo Choyma. The Pasuk that says the Koyim is obligated to be Mitzame to the Zaytram. The Rambam holds that the obligation to be Mitzame only makes sense by a Kohen. If you're not Kohen, you're not accomplishing anything by being Mitzame to the Mitzvah. A Koyim is Mechalot, which is Kodesh, so that's a way of showing respect. It's so important to show respect to the Mitzvah. The Zaytravim is even Mechalot, which is Kodesh. If you're not a Koyim, you're in or there, the Koyim is not obligation. But still, the Pasuk, Lo Yitamo, the Rambam holds, applies to the non-Kohan, not to the person who being the Tamil nation. And Lai Tamil means the Shor Kohan Abinus in general. That's the long run, it's our first. This part of Lai Tamil is the source of the Mitzvah of Kohan Abinus. So included in the din of Lai Tamil is that one should observe Abelus on the seven relatives. The Gemara says that Kol Meg Shahar Kohan Mitzvah Allah These seven relatives are mentioned in the Chumash that the Kohen is Matame to them when he dies. So the such a relative will die, whether the surviving relatives are Kohanim or not Kohanim, the surviving relatives have to observe Abelus. And then the Gemara says, well, see for them, and then shoot, they have a lot more relatives. So there are very few relatives over here. But their half-brother, half-sister would be included here, but they have the same father. So see for them, the later generations of Kohanim, not enough, that one has to observe Abelus even on additional relatives. But the basic thing about Abelus, it's simple reading of the Gemara. Sounds like it's a Zimbabwe right. Holy Shakran Mitamelo, Mitamelo. That the Nitzvah of Loi Tamar, bring the Tamar to the nation, is the Nitzvah of Abelus, of Yilug Abelus. What else is included in addition to this? They have put the Ramon Kosh, all the things in the Gemara. Everything is derived to the first thing. The Gemara says many times that Abelus is only the Rabbanon. But the Ramon says, yes, observing Shiva, Shlosh, and Yitzvah, Expedit, that's only the Rabbanon. But Abelus and Rishon, the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam and the Rolin and the Rik and the Chag, they hold Abelus and Rishon is the din derayta. So here the pasuk says the Kangaroo doesn't nisabim to any nation. So the Gemara understands that to me, the Kangaroo is not nisabim on anybody. Kangaroo is not nisabim, doesn't observe Abelus at all. Why is that so? Why should the Kangaroo not observe Abelus? The Rambam writes, when he gives you all the din of the Kangaroo, and he quotes the Mishnah in the second paragraph of heaven, says, how does the Kangaroo, when a relative of the Kangaroo dies, he has to be careful not to come close to the nation, not to be in the family. So then the Rambam writes, but the Kangaroo observes Abelus like everybody else. So that's a famous difficult Rambam. The Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara says the famous, the Kangaroo does not observe Abelus. So some Achrayim wanted to defend the Rambam that the Rambam passes against that Gemara, and then the Rambam because of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. What do you mean? The Gemara now is often a Chalik and a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, so the Gemara should have said it. The Machlokes, what does it say? The Mishnah doesn't say anything in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that if a relative of the Kohen Gadol dies, you give the Kohen Gadol to the Tavro. To the Tavro is usually one part of Abelu. That's one part of Nino Gabelu. So that's why they say, that's where the Rambam got this from the Imre Dina reference. Not the Imre Dina Oyafak, the Imre Dina that was just written on the Gizmah. There's an old Imre Dina. Tavro is on the Taz and on the Shach on the Erezei. A lot of misprints from the Shach and the Taz. There's an old Imre Dina as the Uri. And you say Shach and Taz, and the Zaki has a Horus al Shach. He claims that the Rambam knew to talk him against the Gemara might trust you. The Gemara says explicitly, the world does not observe Abelus at all. The Rambam chose to talk him against the Gemara because of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin in the second paragraph, the Kangaroo, that says the Kangaroo has to have a Sudas Havroah. So if he has a Sudas Havroah, there you have it, that he observes Abelus. Sudas Havroah, but that's not necessarily true. You can say the Sudas Havroah is Nisam Abelus. The Kangaroo doesn't observe Abelus. Sudas Havroah is to show our kindness to him. That we know he's broken in his heart, he feels bad. Doesn't mean Kangaroo doesn't observe Abelus. He shouldn't feel bad over the fact that his relative died. No, he should feel bad over it. So you give him a Sudas Havroah to be Mechazikin. That's a shayla, but the Sudas Havroah is in Nihog Abelus, and Sudas Havroah is in Nihom Abelus. What's the nature of the din of Sudas Havroah? Problematic Rambam. The Pashtus in the Gemara says the Kangaroo does not observe Abelus at all. What's the reason why he doesn't observe Abelus? So the Gemara says it's identical with the din that on Yom Tov one does not observe Abelus. Because the Kangaroo all year long is like Yisro Berego Dom. The Kangaroo, Bala Shanakulo, Yisro Berego Dom. But the Kangaroo all year long is his Yom Tov. Why is that so? All year long is like a Yom Tov. That's the Gemara doesn't. Gemara says, "Tenga lo yalom doesn't observe avelus, but vayinu tepchin al yom tevo yalom." That's the question. So Rashi has an essay about this. This is one of his Easter tables, and this drush is one of his standard themes that the image of Simcha comes when a person is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avelus is the one far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sin. Only the one is the Chedav of Inkhan. One is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Chedav. That's what Mark says in the first chapter in Chayi. It ain't Aptis, Mishnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Chedav. The one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says in the Tosef, Chedav of Inkhan is the Chedav of Inkhan. He's always rejoicing. So regal and shalosh regalim is the midst of simcha because it's not the lifna Hashem alakecha. Because we have an obligation to be early regal. Even those who don't have, the men have an obligation. Yerok kol zuchur. The men, the women don't have an obligation to be early regal, but they have to be lifna Hashem anyway. They have to eat shalmei simcha. So the kids and the women also have to be. Everybody has to be lifna Hashem. And even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when you're not early regal is also the common theme of all the young tzaddikim in the Chumash is that the person has to be in the state of Lifnei Hashem. The Kangaroo all year long has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. He's always in the state of Lifnei Hashem. So that's why the Kangaroo all year long has a mitzvah of Simcha. So that's what the Gemara says. Whenever there's a mitzvah of Simcha, so Simcha and Avelus is a character of Shabbos. Other people don't observe Avelus on Regel, on Yom Tov. If they're observing Avelus before, so the regal terminates the Avelus. Or if someone died, the regal didn't begin to observe anything, so they begin to observe Avelus after the regal is over. The Kangol all year long is regal. So all year long is regal. The Kangol Kalashan Kula, he saw the regal, all year long is regal. So he just doesn't observe any Avelus. That's the clash between the Gemara. The Rambam writes that a Kangal is not allowed to be married to two wives. The writer is not the Yom Rambam, he doesn't say that anywhere. It says on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to have two wives. It doesn't make sense that a girl should marry him, should be the second wife, because when he's going to come Yom Kippur, he's going to divorce her. But let's say he's a retired Kangal, and they didn't fire him. He's a retired Kangal, and they didn't fire him. Yes. You try to the age of 75, you're going to marry a 10-year-old girl. I don't know what the age is. Let's say he's a Tangaro, he was retired, and he's prepared to marry this 12-year-old girl. Okay. And he's not, he's retired, he's not going to do that by the young kid. The writer kind of says, no, a lot of it says that Tangaro may not be married to two wives. No problem. There's a young kid for here. Sita Badal, Bad Beisa, Beisa Gurishta, and then Mara says, that's the first Mishnah, Yuma Dab Beisa Manal. And the Gemara says on Yud Gimel and Beis in Yuma that by itself is a lo shnei bat, only one wife. You can't have two wives on Yom Kippur. But all year long there is no such thing. That's what the Raga tells you. And the Raga quotes a pasuk from Yirya Yamin where it says the famous that there is a Tangaro who is married to two wives. That's that stuff that the Raga on the Rambam. And at the bottom of the page they point out that there is no such pasuk. The pasuk in Yirya Yamin says the Tangaro was a shaktin. It doesn't say by Yisro, it says by Yafti. Kangaroo read a shidduch to someone else. He married off, he was in the Tzaddik Yidushin to someone else and married two wives. It says we don't know exactly what the Raivis thought he was quoting there and the Tzaddik did that Yafti. It doesn't say the Kangaroo married two wives. He said he married off two wives to a friend of his. He was not a Kangaroo. What exactly is a halolo or a cholo? The Tzaddik says that the Kohen has a child from a woman where they violated the Yisurit Ula. The Kohen marries or lives with a Grusha, Zaina or a Halala, or the Kangaroo lives with an Almana, and they have a child. So that child, if it's a boy, will be a Halala, if it's a girl, will be a Halala. What is the dinam of a Halala? A Halala means empty. Halala, empty space. Empty that means Grusha Spoon. It doesn't have any dinam of Kohen at all. A Balmun has a Grusha Spoon. The only thing is that he's not permitted to be Makar of Korban. So the Prophet says in Chalom Sevier, if you have a Kohen who's a Balmun, it says, Lo yigash lakar is lechem etishi Hashem. Lechem ala kov mit kachi ha-kadashim min ha-kadashim. Yochel, he may eat kachi, he may eat kachi kalim. But he may not. Ha-kalap ha-rechaz lo yavor, ala mitzvah lo yigash kimum bo he's not allowed to be makir his korban. But a balom is a kohen. He's allowed to eat kosher kosher. He's committed to truma. He's not allowed to be matamil amez. And he's not allowed to marry a nosham ha'asura. A person who's a chalal is mamish nothing. He's not allowed to eat korbanos. He's not allowed to eat kosher kosher. He can eat kosher kosher, same as anybody else. But he's not a kohen. He's committed to be matamil amez. He's committed to marry a gusha zayin of a chalal. A chalal means empty the garment. It's a strange thing. If he did have avodah for the yevet, to then the thing is stuck here. If the Balmum did have avodah for the yevet, even the yevet have avodah from the Kodel. And if the Cholo, who worked up, the Cholo is not emptied out. Emptied out from Kusha Tzuna. If the Cholo does have avodah for the yevet, that's a machloek of Satana and Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah we talk about Rabbi Yeshua, that the yevet have avodah for the yevet. That's a very paradox. The Cholol is mamish emptied out, no Kedush is kuna at all, as opposed to Balmon basically is the kind that has a tool to do Avoido. So the Yevet, if he did Avoido, one, if you would have said there's a difference, anyone in his right mind should have said the difference in the opposite direction. That the Balmon is a kind, but the Yevet Avoido is a share. The Cholol is Nishkan kind. The Zin is not so. The Balmon is the Yevet is Avoido from the Cholol, and the Cholol is a Makhlo is a Zahar, he calls him that it is. The Chalal is one of the women who is not permitted to marry a Kohen. Mara says there are two kinds of Chalal. Mara says the only condition I'm going to tell you from is the Chalal Agdei Leida. She was born from Surikul, and then the Chalal Agdei Bio. That the Kohen lives with a Gusha, so she becomes a Chalal. In addition to being a Gusha, before he married her, she just became a Chalal now. Let's say the Kohen is, Kangaroo lives with an Almana. Kangaroo marries an Almana. So she was always an Almana for a couple of years. And now that the Kangaroo lives with her, she becomes a Halola in addition to being, an Almana. One has all discussion of Yisra Tala and Yisra. What do you mean in addition? You mean the Kohen is brought a woman who has two Yisra. The woman is both a Grusha and a Halola. He gets quite malchus. Sometimes when there's a rule, ladies the chalalista, we assume that there's such a rule, ladies the chalalista, but there are a lot of exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara in the Yemen Kiddushin has a whole discussion about the exceptions to the rule. The Gemara has a fascinating comment on the pasuk here. It says the kengadol is not allowed to marry any one of the following four women: Amana, Grusha, the Halala, Zana, Tevela, Yikar. So the Gemara says in the Yemen Kiddushin that there's a reason why it's in this order: Amana, Grusha, Halala, Zana. Only in this order can you have all four Yisurim. If the Kangaroo is Baal or Isha, who's all four, then it will be Yisra Chalal, Yisra Yisra Shlishi, Chalal Yisra Shemi, Yisra Yisra Yisra, Chalal Yisra Shlishi. Each one is Yisra Chalal Yisra. But if it will be in a different order, then we'll say any Yisra Chalal Yisra. Why so? The Gemara gives the whole tension one. When first she becomes an Almana, so she's only Asura to claim Gadol. If she becomes a Grusha after becoming an Almana, a girl was married to somebody and the husband died. Then she married another guy and they got divorced. So when she becomes a Grusha, that's not any Sakhalani. Because the first thing for Almana was only the Kangaroo. Now that she becomes a Grusha, it's even up to Sakhalani. She told it in somebody's life. It's much more inclusive than the first thing. Then if she becomes a Halal on top of that, let's say a Kohen lives with the Grusha. So if she becomes a Halola as they deal, the Halola as they lay, then a Halola as they deal, which is pretty cool. When she becomes a Halola, then the Gemara says that's all the Yisra Halola, because the shape Halola is more encompassing, more inclusive than Grusha, because Grusha only makes an Yisra to live with a Kohen, but it doesn't make an Yisra to eat Truma. A Grusha who's a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma. If the girl becomes a Halola, she's forbidden to eat Truma. So a Halola, Halala, the Yisra Halala Lekayim is the same shame Yisra Halala who is asur to eat Shuma. That's called the Yisra Moisir. The Yisra Halala is much more inclusive than the Yisra Yisra. Then if she becomes a Zayna on top of that, so that Yisra is also Halwai, because the Yisra Zona is much more inclusive than the first three Yisra. Amar Yisra Halala only applies to Kohanim, and the Halala applies with respect to eating Shuma. Zona applies even by Israel, that a man is not allowed to live with his wife as a sota. Ishta sota. So he wants to eat a sota of a baila is basically because the wife has the status of a zona. The Gemara understands that it's related to, the same thing that it's identical to this, but it's related to the tradition of the zona of Christ. That's why the pasuk is medactic, to write the daf in this order. The pasuk Yudalot from the beginning of Parshas Amor. Parshas begins with pasuk Dalot, the Shachar Chazal. So the pasuk Yudalot says in this order: Almana, Ugusha, Bahalala, Zona, Esela, Loikav. Daf in this order. And if it's out of order, then we would apply the klal of Enis or Halal. We have the din that according to the Balmum is not permitted to be makar of any karbonis. And the makar of the karbonis is Abidos Mukhalelis, the Yidin Yedek. The din is the koin is the Balmum, and then the discussion continues to say that the Behem is the Balmum. If the Behem is the Balmum, then you're not allowed to be makar of it. By the Behem, there are two Madregas of a Mum. There's a Mum Kavua and a Mum Over. Mum Kavua means permanent, and Mum means it's going to heal by itself. Just because you can correct it through surgery, Tosfos writes in the Torah that that's not called the mum over. Mum over means it's going to get better by itself. What's the difference to Allah between a mum kavum and mum over? It's the same thing. If you mark with a carbon, that's a hamum, but if the mum kavum and mum over, the carbon is possible. The difference is the figure. Allah says that if you have a carbon that has a mum kavura, then you can be poisoned. But if it only has a mum over, then you cannot be poisoned. Application explains the mum over means it's going to heal by itself. Just because it can be corrected by surgery, but it's not going to get better by itself, but it's still called the mum kavua. And you can be poisoned, unless you went ahead and did the surgery. You did the surgery, so it's a mum. It's not a hormone anymore. But suppose not you didn't do the surgery yet. That's called the mum kavua. It means that you can be poisoned. Then Allah has the dinam of a tamei. A kohen who's a tamei is not permitted to eat kadoshim. Which kadoshim? Emor alehem the dor v'sam. Tavir al aharon lebonasam. They're talking about something that has to do with Aharon. They're not talking about my kisheni. My kisheni is kodesh. Truma is kodesh. Chatos is kodesh. You're not talking about my kisheni because then it's not miyuchas to our lebonasam. You're talking either about Shuma or you're talking about Korbanot. It says a Korbanot is not permitted to eat Kodoshim. What kind of Kodoshim? So the Pasuk Dalet says, this is in chapter 5, Ishish Uzera Aharon Hutzerua Ozaba Kodoshim Varechai Arashir Yitor. So the Gemara says that that Pasuk is talking about Shuma. How do they know? Is the word Kodoshim? I would have not said that. Kutchin is when you use kutchin, kavan. The way we use this expression. Kutchin doesn't mean true. The word is not this. It says, Ishish, Zera, Aharon, that's referring to some kind of a kadoshim that shows the Zara Shalaharon, that all Kohanim are permitted to eat. If it's talking about kutchin, the South African Ashram, only different Kohanim can eat. And if it's talking about Kaza the Shofar the Shlomim, that even a Kohanim can also eat, but the Kohanis cannot always be this. The din in the prophet says later, what if a Kohanis Basish Kohen Kisir the Ishzar Iba Chumba Takadosh and Moshe calls man that the Kohanis is married to a non-Kohen, a Zar, she's married to a Yisrael or a lady, she's not allowed to eat Chumba or Kodesh. What happens if the husband divorces her or the husband dies? Is there a Halo? Then the prophet says, the Shabbat of Eitadir Kidnerem, you let him have your Kachel. If the husband dies, she's not Kodman, she's married to the Zahar, to the Tepatina flower. Kodman, she's married to this Ishta Kugufa. So even though she's a Kohen, it's a thing, the Ishta Kugufa, so the husband is not a Kohen, but he treats the wife as if she were also not a Kohen. She loses, she forfeits her status of Kohen. But as soon as the marriage is terminated, you see, I'm on a Gusha, but there ain't law, there's nothing left, there's no great electors, there's still children, eventually, great grandchildren left. But she's still connected in a certain sense to Mashu with her former husband, who divorced her regard. But the Zer Eimlah did not descend into law. Then the Shavuot, they said, here, get away, and let him have the Atokah. Then she's allowed to eat Truma again. So the one, Yivam, does the comment, Mila, a man with a Mila, Mila, and what they call that, that the Choseres, the Amon of Yusha, the Zer Eimlah, the Shavuot, they said, here, she's Choseres, the Zer Eimlah, she's Choseres with Truma, they know Choseres, the Chaz of the Shavuot. Once she was married, once the Bat Kohen was married to a non-Kohen, she was never for the rest of her life allowed to marry Chaz of the Shavuot. Now that he's cousin of Shoki, even if the even she become a Gush of the Almana, the Zera Ela, she's still Ela Chazeris, the cousin of Shoki. So the only Kodashim that's eaten by Shavuot the Zara Shalara, the only Kodashim that's eaten by all the Kohanim, men, women, and a Bat Kohen who lost her husband, the only Kodashim that Shavuot the Zara Shalara is Chuma. So the Gemara claims that that's the Pshat and the Kodashim. Ish mizera Aharon, who saru azav kadashim lo yochal al Hashem yitor. The lav only goes on eating tshuva. How do you know that there's a lav on eating kachin? Where is there a lav on eating kachin? That's the whole sugya. The whole sugya was wrong. That's why I'm giving all my plates. I'll be a hungry shlokish. Where is the lav prohibiting a tzame from eating the tzukim say? God's hurt. The tzukim say, here. If a Kohen eats Kodashim in the state of Tumah, he's Chayav Kares. Chayav Kares, okay. So he's Chayav Kares, you don't have to have violated the law. And so you should be careful not to come close to the Kodashim when you're in the state of Tumah. Shamar is Nishmati, Lito Alokhei. Okay, it's an essay. Well, how do you know there's a loisasi? There is a loisasi. The Mishnah says, in Elohim HaLoikim, the Mishnah says in Makkah, that the Kohen Tomish Acholos HaKonshim is loikim. The Mora has the Sugya there, in Makkah, and the main marker of the Sugya is in Lachim HaLach LaMakim, or where is the Lab? That's all my place that the other one is loikim. They're talking out from this pocket. Yishish Mizera HaLom, but Kodashim Lo Yachal, is referring to Tshuma. The word Kodashim is referring to Tshuma here. It's not referring to Kodashim, because it's referring to such a Kodashim, which is Shav of the Zara Shalara. They're all committed to it. What prompted the Chacham, what forced them to say like this, Ishish Mizera Halam, Shav of the Zara Shalara. Why do they have to stand on their head and give such a interpretation? So the next topic says, next verse, Nefesh Hashem. Ish Hashem Yigah B'chol Sheret, like she is Mala. If a person touches a dead sheret, a live sheret, not the time, touch a dead sheret, so he's Tomei. Nefesh Hashem Yigah Bo, if someone touches a dead Tomei, the Tomei Bo Erev, Lo Yachal Min HaKad Hashim, Ki Unachat B'Tzor HaBamon. It says that you need Har Hashem. Bo Hashem Ish B'Tahir, if the Har Hashem Ish, Vach HaYochal Min HaKad Hashim, Ki Lach Mahu. It says you need Tzimla Nemikveh, and then you need Har Hashem Ish. So the Chachamim had a tradition, Mishnah is like that, the first Mishnah and Rosh is like that, that there were three Kodashim that may not be eaten in the state of Tumah. Maizu Sheni, and Truman, and Karbonim. Because the Maizu Sheni is based on the Tosuk that says, in Vida Maizu, that the art of the man of Yitzameh, I did not consume the Maizu Sheni in the state of Tumah. Obviously it's forbidden. It's prohibited to consume the Maizu Sheni in the state of Tumah, but you are Tameh, and the Maizu Sheni is Tahor, and you are Tahor, and the Maizu Sheni is Tahor, it doesn't make a difference. They're both included in the tradition of the Yachim and the Tzomei. So the Tanoim had a tradition that appears in the Mishnah in a few places. If a person is Tzomei in the Mikveh, Tzomei the Olah, Oichel the Maizah. If he comes out of the Mikveh, he doesn't have to have higher Shem. He doesn't have to wait till Tzomei the Chavim following the Tzomei in the Mikveh in order to be allowed to eat Maizah Shem. When he gets the Maizah Shem, he is Tzomei already. Harif Shimshok, when he has higher Shem, Oichel the Tzomei. That's the first Mishnah in Prophet. Names are coming to Shema Bo Arabin, one of his man to Yeshma, but the different opinions in the Tanoim, so the Mishnah holds Seita Kuchav, so instead of saying Seita Kuchav, then it gives a description, Mishua Shakon, and if not, he left all the Shuma from. From the time, that is Seita Kuchav, from the time the Kohanim come back home, and they're permitted to eat the Shuma, that means Harashem. And if the Kohen wants to eat Kodoshim, if he wants to eat Tatas or Oshim, or Yisroel wants to eat the Sash Lomim, it's not sufficient to have a Tzvil and a Mikveh even with the Har Shemesh. You have to have sometimes Hegi Kaparosu. There are four people, the Zab Zabi, or letters in the Torah, four people who are Tzvil in the Mikveh and they have the Har Shemesh, and they're still considered Tameh, with respect to entering the Beit HaMikdash and with respect to eating Kadosh. With respect to Mikdash for Kadosh, the Mechuz the Kippurim is still called Tameh, because that means that he has such a Tumah that requires of him. You have to bring a carbon. That's the Zab Zavi Yoledes in the Torah. So the Pasuk says over here, let the Kohen whose tummy be tevel in a mikveh and have it higher shemesh, and then he can eat the Kodosh. So obviously that's a dead giveaway. That's on Shuma. after the Tanaim established this din, they worked out this din, they hammered out the din based on all the sukkim that my Zisheni, Tommy is not allowed to eat until he's settled in Mikra, that's it. Surely you have to have more than that, you have to have Hashem. Kachin, you have to have more than that, you have to have Hedi Kaparasa. Here, the Pasuk says, the Tama of Erev, the Vashemish Vitoher, all you need is Hashemish. They said, obviously it's talking about Shuma. So why is it talking about Shuma? It says, Kadashim, and he said, no. It says, Ishish Vizera Haran, Zabah Shabbat Vizara Shalah, and that's how you knew that it's talking about Shuma. They were forced into it because it says, all you need is Hashemish. Of course it's talking about Shuma. It can't be talking about Maizu Shemi because you don't need Haran. It can't be talking about Korbonis because Hashemish is sometimes not sufficient. By the four Tanayim, by the Zab Zabi, a letter from the Torah, Hashemish is not sufficient. That's how they interpreted this whole parsha. Then you have the strange passage that the Gemara has difficulty with. Yevela pasuk chet. Yevela treifa layachal atama bo ani Hashem. A coin is not permitted to eat in the yevela treifa because he's going to make him tummy. Rashi quotes in the Gemara, it's alluded to nivlat I saw him tummy abeis on you. Yeah, but the Gemara has difficulty with the passage. What do you mean? Yevela treifa layachal. A coin better not eat in the veil because it's going to make him tummy. And he throws a lot eat in the veil. So I eat in the veil. It's not kosher. Forget about too much koyhan. It's the Hanisa of Macholos Asurus. Why is it only single out the Kohen or my forbidden? It's more as the Kash. In the Vela, Trefa Leyoko is referring to a Kohen with Tomoko. Very strange. Abyeite Fengel, in one of his front quotes from the Rebbe Abyeite Fenevish, Abyeite Fenevish has a lot of thought on Kumish. And one of his front has a wild interpretation of this passage. Highly questionable whether it's correct. He says, when the soldiers are in the army fighting the war, there is a din that they're allowed to eat non-kosher food, kavi lehaveri. The Pasuk says in Kulmish Devarim that when you're fighting the war for kibush eretz yisroel, Ramban holds that it's only kibush eretz yisroel. It doesn't apply to any other war. The Ramban tells us, Ramban holds that it applies to all wars. Whenever the Jewish soldiers are in any war, even that kibush eretz yisroel. So they have a hester, the Rambam holds the hester is if they're hungry. Kishira ve'ilam ayotel, if they're hungry, have nothing else to eat. So then the halacha says that they're allowed to eat non-kosher food. So what if it's a kohen who's in the army? Does he have a hester to eat kavli lehazeri? So the Rambam puts kavli lehazeri, the Rambam puts this hester that the soldiers have a hester to eat the non-kosher food, put it together with the din that a soldier was allowed to take and was not quite. And the Gemara says in the first parak in Kiddushin about the Kachimo that a Kohen who's a soldier in the army is not allowed to take the Kachimo. You put two and two together and you look at something too, but just like a Kohen who's not allowed to have, doesn't have a head to get past Kachimo. Kohen does not have a head to get past Kachimo because it's a double Easter. A normal soldier, at least she's an operative. So the client, in addition to the intermarriage issue, she's a zayna. A nachris is a zayna, so it's a double issue. So the Gemara says, the only she's the happiest part her, that's if the soldier is mission type. But there's only one issue. The soldier in the client is a double issue, in addition to the intermarriage issue, it's an issue of the zayna, then the happy doesn't apply. But by eating non-kosher food, the client don't have his additional prohibition, wasn't above everybody else. So if you have the issue, says, no, that's the shot. The Vela Trefa Lo Yochal, at a time that the other soldiers are allowed, the other people are allowed to eat non-kosher food, when is that? When they're in the army? And there's a hefet to eat the non-kosher food, but if the soldier is a kohen, he has no hefet to eat the Vela Trefa Lo Yochal. Question is, is it correct? The Khalif is, only Kohanim are forbidden, and Yisraelim are allowed to. So if you have anything, you should say, that's smarter than Gemara. He says, this is the answer to Gemara's question. Highly questionable. At the end of the Fengel has a whole essay, one of his garden. He tries to bring a lot of light that Kohanim, because they have a higher level of Kedusha, they have special dealings not only with respect to Truman, Hakrobat Kofanis, and Achilas Kachi Kachi, and the Isure Yishu. No, they have equal for Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras and Shkocha is also different by them. It's Mokham. If you're a Kohen, since you're on a higher level of Kedusha in Israel, everything is Mokham. The Yishu Zion has a whole bunch of Gemara. So this is one of his monotypes. This is obviously a mocker. At the end of the day, we should check one of the thoughts of the mocker. The other guy, the Morris, the other Makarot are better than him. This is questionable. The connection with what we mentioned before, what forced the Hachamim to learn Pshat in the parasha here that is talking about Shumah is because it says, Avoah Shemesh v'Taher, all you need is Hayav Shemesh. Obviously, it's only talking about Shumah. It's talking about Kodshim, sometimes Hayav Shemesh is not sufficient. That's why there's a problem, places there, that Kash. That's why there's a problem in the Pasuk in the beginning of Kavriya. Ayolevet is one of the four people with Mechusi Kapor. She has to be tovel in the mikveh. She can't be tovel before the 7 days are up for boiling and the 14 days are up for boiling. And then she has to have Hayav Shemesh. And Hayav Shemesh is not the night after the 8th day, or the night after the 15th day. Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Gemara and expression, she's a full young woman. She has to wait till the end of the 40 days are up, by a boy at the end of the 80 days are up, and then it's called Hayav Shemesh. So she's tovel in the mikveh after the 7 days, and she has the status of a full young. So she's permitted to eat by the shady. For the purpose of eating truma, she has to wait till Sefer Tehavim after the 40th day is up, after the 80th day is up. And then she wants to enter the Beis HaMikdash, and she has to bring heavy kapara. She has to bring the kapara. So you read the pasuk, it's a problem. It says, V'tama Shirat, how does it say? Ishiki Tavril Yom V'zach, V'tama Shirat Yomim. And she has the status of a full yom. She's a full yom mara till the end of the 40 days. Not that normally a full yom goes till that night. And here the Gemara has an expression based on the topic. She's a full yom mara. The Chol Kodesh Loi Sigo El Amigdash Lo Tavo Admalol Yimei Tohara till the 40 days are up. And then when the 40 days are up, then everything is okay. What do you mean? The Chol Kodesh Loi Sigo, but she's still in the Chutz Kippurim. So even what? So how does it say the Chol Kodesh Loi Sigo, and she's still in the Chutz Kippurim? So that's what prompts the Gemara to interpret Kodesh over here means Truma. Kodesh can't mean Bachim. Kodesh has to mean Truma, because with respect to Bachim, she's still not Tahor until her head becomes a Rastor. I bet it says there are Mikvash Lo Tavo. So she's not allowed to enter the Mikvash Ad Meloki Mei Tahara till the 40 days are up, till the 80 days are up. So what does it have to 40 days are up? That's the full Yom Mar, so she had a higher Shemesh. After the 40 days, I'm still not allowed to enter the Beit HaMikvash. She's a Chusi Kippur. So the Rambam says, correct, and the Chusi Kippur is not allowed to, and the Rambam writes in Hokus Biyat Mikvash, because the Kippurim is not committed to enter the Beit HaMikdash, and if they do, they hide for it. But there's no malchus because there's no lav. It's only an essay. It's an essay. There's no lav. The lav is only Ad Malot Yimei Tahara, till Hayav Shemesh. If it's full yom enters the Beit HaMikdash, the Rambam says he's loike. He or she are loike. And if a hair of Shimshel, the Lahavi Kaparatha enters the Beit HaMikdash, and because the Kippurim, so the Rambam writes that there's no lav. So the writer screams on the Rambam, what is he talking about? The Gemara says, the Beresh has this courage. Yeah. The Rambam agrees that this courage. The Rambam quoted that thing also, that this courage. If this courage, obviously, they did something wrong. Yeah, they're over an essay. But they're not over the lav. The only place where it says a lav is the opening pasuk in Tajira. Vel amigdash lo tavo. And that lav is only Asmalot in Eitara until she has the higher Shemesh. If the higher Shemesh before Hedi Kaparasa, there's no mark, there's no mark. It's only an Israelite thing. So the same is your Rambam. Then the Pasuk says, only Kohanim are permitted to eat Truma. Unlike Maaser, Maaser is given to the Levian. So it's not restricted that non-lady is permitted to eat Maaser. They can feed it to a zar. It's Gezel Levim. If you don't give it to the Levim, it's Zeru. But once the lady gets it, it's Chulim Morim. Like picking up their money. It's Chulim Morim. Like Reishis HaGez. It's Chulim. It's not Kodesh. Zorah Chayar Rakev is also Chulim Morim. And you should have to know, okay, you have to give Zorah Chayar Rakev to the person. That's Chulim. So here the prophet says, no, Shuma is not the same as Maaser. Shuma is only Muteris with time. Chol Zar Lo Yechol Kodesh. Not allowed to eat Shuma if you're not a Toyer. And even if you're an Eved Ivri of the Koyim, Koyish HaKoyim HaSachem Lo Yachal Koyish, even if you're an Eved Ivri, and even if you're a Eved Nirsa, Babad Lo Yolam, also not allowed to eat, Lo Yachal Koyish. The only Eved who's an Eved Shal Koyim, who's allowed to eat Shulma, is an Eved Knayna Shal Koyim. That's the next part. You're going to eat an Eved Kinyan Kasto. If you buy an Eved Knayna, who Yachal Koyim? Only an Eved Knayna and not an Eved Ivri. That's what we usually say, take this in the moment, our final day, right? You got it is. So when you own an Eved Knayna, in addition to the Kenyan moment, you also have a Kenyan Easter. It means I own it with respect to Easter the Heter. Areas of Easter the Heter are affected because of the fact that I own the Eved Knayna. Namely, he's allowed to eat the Truma Shara Koyan. But in Eved Ivri, Tosis claims, if you own an Eved Ivri, there's only a Kenyan moment, there is no Kenyan Easter. That's what Tosfos says. There is no Kenyan Easter. That's why the Eved Ivri is not permitted to eat Truma, and the Eved Knayna Shekhoyim is permitted to eat Truma. Gemara has himself in another din. And the Eved Knayna cannot become a Mamuna on a Korban Pesach. And the Eved Knayna just as obligated as everybody else to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Eved Knayna cannot become a Mamuna on a Korban Pesach without explicit permission from his other. He doesn't have the right. It's not because the other wants him to serve him. No. So look, the Eved Knayna cannot become a Pesach with only Nechel. In New York, the Eved Knayna is covered to the Yodam. The Yodam has to give him permission to choose to be Mamun on the Korban Pesach. He can't do on his own. And Eved Ivri is on his own. He can pick whichever, if he has a Yodam Pesach. Unless the Yodam wants him to wait at the table. He doesn't have to be Mamun on his Korban Pesach. He'll say, I'll wait on you and I'll eat Korban Pesach. We'll come up. But the Eved Knayna, even if he has off on Pesach, even if he has off on Pesach, he doesn't have to work for the board, he cannot become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without the express authorization of the other. So that's what Pesach says. That shows that on Eved Knayna, in addition to the Kenyan Easter, Kenyan Mamad, there's a Kenyan Easter, but on the Eved Ivri, there is no Kenyan Easter. That says the Kashir, that the Din of the Eved Ivri is not a B'shit of Knayna. It does not show that there is a Kenyan Easter. There's another Kenyan moment, how does Allah change with respect to Shifakah? Shifakah is also in Israel. It says it's claimed that that doesn't indicate anything. It says the reason why it's Muslim is Shifakah is that's in the line of duty. So Rabbi Moshe of Shifakah, the Yodon has a right to make the Eved Ivri work for him, even in the area of being one with the mother. It says the sheep is, if he's brought it to me, it says the sheep is, that let's say I have an Eved Ivri, I don't want any mother. I'm not interested in having a blah. I want the Eved Ivri to learn yeshiva. I don't want to have anything to do with any women. But he falls in love with my Shifat Naina. He wants to have an affair with the Shifat Naina. The Taisu says that it's good thing. The Taisu says the only time he's moved to the Shifat Naina is grab a muzzle of Shifat Naina. In the line of duty, that's when there's no issue. Because Meshuvah to the other. But if it's not, the Torah Shibur, on his own he wants to live with the Shifat Naina. The Taisu Shifat is that it's good. And the Rizwan Kiddushin disagrees with that text. That's the text that's in Rizwan, which I find on the day. And the Rizwan does not agree. Including the Kossig is three people. Three. Quite keep the Nefesh Kinyan Kasko, but the Gemara says it includes the Behemoth Kohen, and the Ebekmanish Kohen, and the Asian Kohen. The discussion that the Achrayim have. Did the Tanai mean to say the Eishas Kohen is exactly the same as the Behemoth Kohen? Or is she on a slightly higher Madrid? What do you mean? The Behemoth Kohen, there's no mitzvah to feed Shulma to the Behemoth Kohen. The other doesn't recite a Zohar, she gives none of the Shulma to Shalaram, and then he feeds the Shulma to the Behemoth. The Heter, even though you're not allowed to waste Shulma, but if it's basically Michael Behema, if it's really Michael Behema, it's not Chayim Shulma. It has to be Michael Odom to be Chayim Shulma to Maizu. But it's something that's rarely eaten by people. It's basically a Michael Behema, but it's very lucky to serve because Chayim Shulma to Maizu, because it's very lucky to serve. But it's basically a Michael Behema, then you're permitted to feed it to the Behema. Real Michael Odom, you're not allowed to feed to the Behema. So that's the question. When you feed Shulma to the Behema, Behemoth Kohen, that's a Heter Akiyah. It's not that that's a Kiyama Mitzvah. There's no Bikul Mitzvah. Shulma, when you feed Shulma to an Eishas Kohen, maybe she says a bracha, maybe it's a Kiyama Mitzvah, maybe not. That's a discussion in Achron. Chumash says that if a non-Kohen eats Truma, The punishment is Nisa B'dei Shaman. That is he, and not saying Tum of the Nazi. Rasha of the Tum of the Nazi is Nisa B'dei Shaman. What is he, Tum of the Shegeg? So the Chumash says, you have to, in order to gain a kapara, you have to give care in the Chumash. The Nasa Matayin is Haqqadish. And he can't make out a check, put it out. It's not that if the Tum that he ate was worth $4, and he adds out another dollar, the Chumash, he make out a check for $5. No good. Even if he gives cash $5, also not good. The Halacha says, the Nasa Matayin is Haqqadish. He has to give food to the Chumash. If he ate tomatoes, he gives tomatoes. If he ate potatoes, he gives potatoes. If he drank wine, he should give wine. And when he gives it over to the Kohen, it's Nebakli as Kohen. Tashlumim are not in Kohen. He gives the Kohen of Chaimish to the Kohen to become Kohen. So this, the Gemara says, this giving of the Kohen of Chaimish is the Kaparas for the Avera that he did B'Shogig, which if he would have done, the Nezit would have been punished with Mikvedei Shamayim. So Yishkeh of Kohen B'Shgoga, if he eats the Shum of B'Shogig, he gives the Kohen of Chaimish, from Adama Harayli as Kodesh, he gives it in food, in the form of food, and then he gets the kapara for that. So the Gemara makes a parallel between this din and the din that one who violates an Avera Shiesh Bokkareis, if there's an Avera, there are 36 priests in the Torah. This is in the beginning of priests, and this stuff, Lamedav priests are most better. If a person violates an Avera Shiesh Bokkareis, the Shogeg, then it's only said that we have to bring carbon copper. Kapar is in order to gain a kapara, and he violated the Aver, which if he would have done the Nazis, would have had a punishment of kapara. So if he violated the Aver to Shege, the Chai v'chapar. So the Gemara draws a parallel between the two. The Gemara in Masech HaShabbos, and that's why in Halif, has a machlek that the Echon HaShlok is in the following case. Let's say somebody knows that you're not allowed to eat Mechal Shabbos. He knows that you're not allowed to eat Tehillah the Dam. But he didn't realize that it's Kurd. So he's it Balaz, the Shogat, the Kurd. He knew that he's doing wrong. He knows it's an Aver. But he didn't realize how serious the Aver is. He thought that it's only an Aver. He didn't realize that it has Kurd. If he would have known that it has Kurd, he would have not. He's medactic. He's a little bit medactic in me. Those Averas that are really Homer, he doesn't want to get Kurd. So, Eishes Tish, he doesn't start up. And other things that occur, he's a Chomet Kepetel, he's not going to do. And the Yom Kippur, he's not going to do. But Shabbos, he didn't realize that Shabbos was Torah. He did the Ladish of his Victorious, is a Machlokes of the Yom Kippur, so he's five Chapas on us. The Shlokes says, he's Hebrew, he did it in Asia, so there's no Kapora for him. And we pass on across the Yom Kippur, he did the Ladish of his Victorious, he's called Shogun. He didn't realize the Chayma HaLishra. He knew that there was a lot, but he didn't realize that a lot changed for courage. And that's called Shagig on the Chayma HaLishra. So the Gemara says that the same Machlokes of Echon HaShlokish would apply here by Zashah HaTrum of the Nazim, but if he's it, the lot is Shogat Benisa. He knew that it's not permissible for a non-Kohen to eat Truma, and he ate it nonetheless, he went to the eight, it's amazing. But he didn't realize that there's a punishment on the situation now. So the Gemara makes a statement that Chaimish is the least of Deisha Mayim, what Chakas is to Kurd. So the same Machlokes of Echon HaShlokish will apply over here as well. That's why the Mishnah Melech has our Kash. That's why the Mishnah Melech in his group Sefer, Sefer Mitzvah Sefer, at the end of the year, the Sefer Parash is dropping on. I got it, essays on Jewish. At the end of the Sefer, he has a little essay, Derech Mitzvah Sefer, about the Minyan HaMitzvah. And a few comments here and there. He has the following kasha. There is a Mishnah that says, Zarsha Ochal Truma Pneya. Zarsha Ochal Truma, the Shege, has to be his can of HaMish. So the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference whether the Truma is Tahara or Pneya. He still has to be Mashi Chomish. So he's bothered with Akashi. The Gemara says, the Mesa Bot Yi Chalaluhu, that you get the punishment of Mishnah Bidei Shamayim, only applies if the Truma is Tahara. If the Truma is Pneya already, the Tzadu Dushan Mechulelet V'yomezet. The Gemara says that a Zar She'ochal Truma Pneya will not have Mishnah Bidei Shamayim. But how come the Mishnah says that is a real promise. The mother tells him in Shabbat that fine knowledge. That promise is to meet the relation of mind, but status is the courage. It means that the only time the Chayt can be promised, but it's actually all the truth of the Shrek he is, if the Zag would have eaten the truth of the nations, it would have been a punishment of meet the relation of mind. He needs a kapar, but the Adair Hamur, the Chayt Mar Yitzhak, he has to give the camera phones. But he is Zashach Hashem is mayor. Zashach Hashem is mayor. So the Gemara says, the mayor of the Chalut Kat with Yushem of Olalu the Amen. It's mayor then. It's not only when it's just that they offer like they call him, because it's mayor anyway. So there is no need to be a Shemai. So why is there a Hamish Bishayim? That's his kasha. That's a very strong kasha. It says the Quran in the Beit Hamikdash and not permitted to be knocked with a covenant, the Balmum, that is donated by a Jew or by a non-Jew. So the Mashmoy says if a non-Jew comes to the Beit Hamikdash and wants to donate Korban, it's not the Yashka. He wants to the Jewish God, the Kablin, the Dharmin, the Dharmin, the Dharmin, the person in Yad Benech of a Takrib or a Zeila. The Korban, he's not going to bring a Balmum, but if he brings a Zeila Shmima, he can't be knocked with his Alam is there. Why not? The thing is, what if the non-Jew wants to make his own bonus? He doesn't have, a prohibition of Shkut Echut. So he wants to make a bonus in New York City and offer Karbonus Lashamayim, that's perfectly okay. On his own personal private bonus, if he wants to bring a carbon that's a mum, a balmum, that's also okay. As long as it's not a Mechut Terezi. Mora says in Abu Yazar, in the first Terek, that there's an Avera if a non-Jew brings a Mechut Terezi. The Avera, the person says, no, then, what's the Avera? Well, the one Hashem is in the mess. So what Avera is he violating? It's not one of the Hashem is in the mess. We don't know. But that's what it says in the Mara. Nachri can make his own Bama, the Hashemayim, and be makar Kabbalah, it's his money to Bama. He doesn't have any to Bama. He doesn't have the rest of the Tarah Mitzvah. But he's not permitted to be, he's permitted to be makar Kabbalah, and his own personal Bama. But he's in violation of an Avera of sorts if he's makir of a Mechut Terebo Lashamayim. That's if the Yochi wants to make his own Bama whatever he chooses, but if he wants to come to the Beit HaMikdash, we may accept Korbanos from him if he tells us that it's Lashamayim. If he tells us that it's to his, the God of his religion, we may not be makir. But if he says it's to the Jewish God, we may accept the Korbanos, but not if it's a Balmum, even though he himself could have brought a Balmum on his own Bama. He's only forbidden to bring a Mechut Terebo. But if he brings it to the Beit HaMikdash, we're not allowed to be makers, but even if it's only a Balmum. He says, Mumba, even if it's only a Balmum, even if it's not a Makutra, he's still not allowed to be makers. Then the prophet continues to say that he's not allowed to be makers any carbon until it's Yom HaShmini V'Holam. The first 7 days you shouldn't be makers. The carbon should wait till the eighth day. This is a special din of Karbanis. It doesn't apply to them as Kulin, but nonetheless, the Gemara understands that it's based on the assumption that if you're not sure whether the blood is Kolor or Chadosh or not, if you wait the Heim or Shishot Zayin Yomim, you just can Mechlal Tzofik Nekha. If you're not sure whether it's an Ekel or not, if it survives after the first 7 days, you know it's not an Ekel. So the Gemara understands that that's perhaps the reason why the Torah established the Zim as a loitzli. You're not allowed to offer any carbon on the Mizbeah until the 8th day, even if it's Yadu of the Bada, she called like Hadash. So Shulchan Aruch, I asked Yolam and Mizan, Shulchan Aruch can say the Zim that in Shchita Kulim, my question, you're not allowed to shaft an animal if it's a suffix, call on a Hadash and not call on a Hadash, until it's the 8th day. Sometimes it's like a problem. Sometimes in the springtime and the kids are bored. Sometimes they float and they're very, very young before the 8th day. So tell the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to eat it. If the chef of Emma before the 8th day, it's a suffix maple, it's a suffix maple, it's a suffix in the veil. You're not allowed to eat it. You might have had a similar interpretation regarding the requirement for Lamed Yom for Pidyon HaBen. Why does Allah say that the Chiyah Pidyon HaBen only begins after 30 days of Rav? Because if by Odom, even though the din strictly speaking is that Tikkun HaBen doesn't take place till Yom Lamed Aleph, till the 31st day, even if the day is posted to it, Maybe another baby came out after 10 months. Not only was he there inside the mother for 9 months, he was there for 10 months. You still have to wait Lamed Aleph if you want to preach another. It has nothing to do with the subject matter. So the Gemara understood no. Since normally, if you don't know whether it's Kalalat Hadashim or not, if you wait 30 days, it will be Araya, Kosher Shalom, and Yom Ba'adam, Eino Nefer, that's the right that is not an Nefer. So you might understand that's probably why the Torah established it in that Pidyon HaBeh shouldn't take place until Yom Lam and Alas. And the like will give it in the case that the Yadur should call Lach HaDash. Because they're both demons, the Gemara puts together at Nech HaShabbos. Kol Shel Osho Lam and Yom Ba'adam and Kol Shel Osho Dan Yom and Bepeyna. But this din and Korpadism, that's in the Pidyon HaBeh, not based on this biological or medical respect. Gumish and repeats several times has the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the Yisra of Chil Hashem. Those are Chalu Hashem Kachim, and he dashed it because of the Yisra. The Gemara Yuma has the Abba of Hiduk and Kapor, the four levels of severity of Abel. The Gemara goes to the end of Yuma, that's a long one after. Maki ben Chorah, Shemet, Rav Lozman, and Zari in Rome. What were they doing in Rome? And he asked them, Shamato Abrochi Luki Kapor. What's your tradition? Can you do it here? If a person woke up late from Indian and he missed Man Krishna, says the last one, if he does tshuva, he does tshuva, he'll get a kapor. If he ate chazer, if he spoke Lashon Hara, that's not just he didn't over Alessa, he was over Alessa that day. So he has to do tshuva, tshuva tevel Yom Kippur in the kapor. Once Yom Kippur comes, Kibay Yom Azei Hatar Alev Mitzayat. Yom Kippur will bring the atonement. What if the Yisra was not Stam Rosh Nore, and not Stam Acholos Asuras? What if he violated the Yisra Kores? He was Baal Amidah, he was Mechal Shabbos, he ate Chel of Adam, some ate on Yom Kippur. But then even Shuvah with Yom Kippur is only Toilah, it's not a full Kapara, until Yisurim. The Gemara says, yes, that Yisurim. What if the avera that he violated is the most severe, the fourth madrega, the most severe is if he did an act of Chil Hashem, so then the tshuva with the Yom Kippur with the Yisur Maron Yisraelin is a partial kapara until the Yom Amis. What he has when he dies, then he'll be atoned for. So the Gemara is asked, Hechi Dami Chil Hashem, what's an example of Chil Hashem? So the Gemara gives the examples that are very frightening. The Gemara says Chil Hashem means, even if he didn't do any avera at all, Chil Hashem doesn't only mean the guy's Mahal Shabbos in front of 100 people. The Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham acts in an improper fashion. Ben Torah, Ben Yeshiva acts in an improper fashion. He doesn't even act in an improper fashion. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, if I walk Dalai Lama in the street without sinning, maybe I'm allowed to walk Dalai Lama without sinning. There is no such thing, but the perception of the Dalai Bakram is that the rabbi shouldn't do that. We don't wear tefillin all day long, but the rabbis, they're supposed to be more than that. They should wear tefillin. They should be talking in Torah all day long. Rabbi Yechanan says this, I'll walk down Ramad, believe Torah, believe tefillin, that is happening to the Chalashem. So the point of the perception is about Abbasim, I'm doing something wrong. Between my big Rossi, I'm doing something wrong. Abai says in the Gemara, if I go to the butcher shop and I buy meat and I don't pay right away, but the butcher sells everybody on credit. He markets them and he sends you a bill at the end of the month. You pay? No. Abai says, if I'm going to buy on credit, there may be some balabas or think that I'm trying to get away with something that I don't plan to pay. Even though I do, I'm not doing anything wrong. He says, that's called a chil hashem. I think more talks about Hamachachim Shirim to resolve all big books. Hamachachim doesn't dress properly. Has the clothing that's dirty or he's sloppy, he doesn't shave, he doesn't polish his shoes, he has worn down heels or whatever, he wears a head, the hat's sloppy. So the person dresses in a sloppy fashion. So the mother says, the Hamachachim dresses in a sloppy fashion. The mother says, Kol Mishtanai Ohavu Mother. The Gemara Shabbos calls the Pasuk in Mishnah. Kol Mishtanai Ohavu Mother, Tafikam Mishtanai Ola Matzniach. They cause people to hate the Jewish religion. They cause people to hate Tamir HaKhanitah. That's a Chul Hashem. So the Pasuk says, the Lech Lechal Hashem Kach, you have to be careful. Not only Chul Hashem in the sense of doing an Avera, Chul Hashem to cause people to think poorly of the Jewish religion. And to cause people to think poorly of Tamir HaKhanitah. That's also an issue. Shlomo Zalman has in his Shuga, he described an incident that there was once a dedication in the yeshiva Kol Torah in the summertime, and it took a few hours, so the Balabatma gave all the money, we were all present, and he went out to religious people. So yesterday the whole function was over, so he called him into his office and he gave him a drink or so. But the problem is, and later on, these people don't know how to say bracha. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's a tradition of Lishna Yidra. To give food to someone who's not going to say bracha. Rambam says it's a tradition of Lishna Yidra to give food to someone whom you know. We all knew they're not going to say bracha. So Swami Rambam said, yes, I was concerned about that myself. But I had to make a quick chesed. He said, if I would have not given them a drink, they would have thought very poorly of me. They gave so much money to the yeshiva, and they sat through this whole ceremony, dedication ceremony of 2 hours on such a hot day. And they came to the rabbi, came to such a moron, can't they give me a drink of water? There's nothing to drink over here, sir. So either event would have been a lishna yiva. If I would not give them a drink, it would be a lishna yiva of another deraisa, of causing them to think poorly about a tamachokam. That's a bigger aveira than not saying a brokham food. And if I give them a drink, then it's a lishna yiva of another deraisa. Of eating food without a bracha. He writes that he felt that the Lishna, when they're faced with a dilemma, and whatever you're going to do is an Aveira, so the Gemara says you have to be Berkha the Bir Tarah, you have to choose the lesser of the two evils. And the lesser of the two evils is not always Sheikh Al Tazarat. Sometimes the Gemara says it's the two Jordan are equal. One is an Aveira Bikum Yasem, one is an Aveira Bishayi Al Tazarat. The Aveira Bishayi Al Tazarat is the lesser of the two evils. Sheikh Al Tazarat, that's an Erev and that's proof of it all. But Swami Ram says that's not always the hakla. Sometimes if one is a lishniva of an aver, they're right, and one is a lishniva of an aver, they're abon. So the lishniva on the deraisa is worse, even though it's only being violated by Shevi Al Tzav. He says that's why he chose to violate the lishniva on the eating without a bracha, as opposed to the lishniva on thinking poorly of some of the hum. That's also his lesson. Tamachacham acts in a stupid fashion. He doesn't need praying. That's also his lesson. That they should think poorly of Tamid HaChacham, they should think poorly of the yeshiva of Rabbanu, it also constitutes a connection. The Mikdash did the first one of Yisrael, the Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. I saw Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky has an interesting comment on this topic, the Mikdash did the first one of Yisrael. Why is it the Lashon Yifrah? Why doesn't it say the Kiddash to Meshni? Say, for Lashon Yifrah, how Hashem can she speak to the people? Then to say the kiddush the mishni the certain way from. Well, then the Rebbe says the nidashti. I should become sanctified the Rosh Hashanah. He writes that in all the Middle Ages, whenever the Crusaders were traveling through Europe, the Bali Atheists, many of them committed suicide in order not to convert to Christianity, and many of them killed their children. That's question number one. Is it permissible to commit suicide in order to perform the Atheist? Maybe the din of Yarva Yadra only is you have to stand there and let him shoot you rather than convert. Who says you're out of commission? That's a major question. But question number two, what right do they have to kill their little children that are not even Bar Mitzvah? Little children are not moving on Yarva Yadra. He says, the father says, I'm Parshas Noah. Quote, that came out there, they quote. And the history of people have to kill their children. He comes up with a whopper of a fish. He says, it doesn't say the kiddash to Mishni. If it was said, people on the other on the kiddash to Mishni, so it's only on a Bar Yehuda, on a Khan and not Mechuz. But he says, since he says, the kiddash to you should keep with them, there should be a kiddash Hashem, that even applies to Khan. So they understood. Whatever the answer to the first question is, the first question is also maybe a question. How do you know that you're allowed to kill yourself to Kumbi Hashem? Maybe you just have to stand there and let them kill you. And who says it's permissible to kill yourself in Kumbi Hashem? That's a major question. But he only answers the second question. How do they know they can kill their children? He says in Ignash. He points out the Rambam in the beginning of the first, Yisraeli HaTorah, when the Rambam quotes the din of Yehor Vayavra, so he says, famous mind of the Rambam, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzvah Malkinish Shmo HaGadol. What kind of an expression is that? Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzvah Malkinish Shem HaGadol. And he says the expression appears in the Hallel. He borrows his Beis Yisrael HaTanim and Magdalim. He thinks that the word Beis Yisrael includes the Tanim and Magdalim. I think that's why the Rambam wrote like that. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzvah Malkinish Shmo HaGadol. Kol Beis Yisrael means Beis Yisrael Lo Nachim. That's a Machlokes, that's a Shaila in Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's on Hay. And if you see that you have by Yahweh by enough, we are not. It's an operation commission, what the Maskar is. You want to quote, you want to give a stat based on the perfect, by Alicia, with the Naman, we had this around. Mark gives a stat based on that parsha there. But that's an operation commission from the Rambam, what the Maskar was. The Rambam writes, That's why he writes here, the first line, all they do so, only the Jews, not the non-Jews. What kind of expression is called Beis Yisrael? Yes. You should write, call Yisrael to the Makir Shashem. Call Yisrael to the Kuzma Makir. That's what Rabbi Yankov Kamenevsky writes in his Seif HaKadosh. He thinks that phrase Beis Yisrael means to include Beis Yisrael, Hakam and Hagar. And he can show me before by this, because even though they're not the Nechi Yuzer, because they're Kamen, but still, the Chiyuv is the Mikdash thing, that we have an obligation to see to it that there should be a Kiddush Hashem, even if the person is going to lose his life, is not really a Bar Chiyuv. It's quite a Chiddush. He says that that's what the Jewish history seems to assume. The Pasuk has twice, Elam Ha'aresh HaMashitikru Osam, once at the beginning and once at the end. The Rashi quotes from the corresponding that both times it's spelled Kotzer Vav, Aleph Tav Mem, instead of Aleph Vav Tav Mem, and the Tanaim held this one of the Jewish family register. If the word is spelled Kotzer Amalei, it signifies something. So you read it Atem, Atem Afilu Mutem, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Atem Afilu Mizim, even if the dead made a mistake. And if they made a mistake, the Kiddush HaChodesh is valid. And why does it appear twice? In two different psukim, the Rashi quotes from the first time. The first time it's alluding to Kiddush HaChodesh, and the second time it's alluding to Iber HaShana. The Mincha Tzina points out this Rashi, who's quoting it from the first corner, that this is against the Tzlach. The Tzlach, that's the Chidra of the Nevi Yehuda, on Brochus, on the last stop in Brochus. He has a whole tilpul, he has a kasha on his mind, the first pair from Sanhedrin. He also has a whole fantastic tilpul at the very end of the Mazar, next to the last stop in Brochus, that the din of Atem Afilu Mizidin only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and doesn't apply to Yibra Hashanah. And he ends with a few kashas with this. And then Chassima says he doesn't think it's correct. He's the Perish of the Torah Kahan, Rashi, the Kumish Rashi. The Rashi Allah Perish, does not know. Plus it has in the Moadot, that he mentions twice the expression, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. It says on Yom Kippur, Chom HaLoch HaLatzata, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Chom HaLoch HaLatzata, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh, the Nichus Tom Yom HaZeh. If you do Malach on Yom Kippur, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh, there's a Chiv Korin. And if you eat on Yom Kippur, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh, there's a Nainish Korin. The Gemara, in the end of the second parak in the Sukkah, on Yach Chol Chet, the Gemara, explains that even though there is an imminent Tosefet Yom HaKippur, and the Tosefet Yom HaKippur is not going to be any Kodesh. Only Kodesh that you do Malach on Etzem HaYom HaZeh, on the actual Yom Kippur itself, you do Malach on Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur. But if you do Malach, you eat during the Zman of Tosefet, then there's not going to be any Kodesh. So that's the Mashmoit of the expression, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh. Now earlier, the expression, the Etzem HaYom HaZeh, appeared in connection with Shavuot. It doesn't say by Pesach, it doesn't say by Sukkot, it's only pumped by Shavuot. It says, Ikratzen ve'etzam ayam azem mikro kodesh yalachem. What does that mean? Ikratzen ve'etzam ayam azem mikro kodesh yalachem. So the Gemara says it means you should be saying Kiddush. Kiddush b'tzil and Kiddush ala kos. That's what the Nitzid writes in his commentary on Chumash, and that's why Rav Shlomo Lebunda quotes in his day, Rav Shlomo from his brother, Rav Saul Lebunda. It is the same time, the end of the 1800s. So he came up with this Kiddush. The Rambam has a minig in Shulchan Aruch that you don't daven, some have a minig, you don't say Kiddush at home on Leil Shavuos before Tzeisat Kohanim. The others have a minig, you don't daven Maariv before Tzeisat Kohanim on Leil Shavuos. Why? Because the Pasuk says, from the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, I think, quotes the Matzah Ben Yom, and it says, Tzimimon. What have you got to do with this? But Tzimimon, they can't do Spirit Amen. So they claim, Shlomo de Vilna and the Nitzis, they claim that based on our Dinderites, the cross and the Etzam Hayam HaZeh Mikro Kodesh, you should recite the Kiddush when it's already Etzam Hayam HaZeh. You shouldn't recite the Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefet. Another Yom tells you could be Yotze Kiddush. On Shabbos and Moshe, you could be Yotze Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefet. And Hashem says, who is not? Why not? That's the question. Why not? So then there are two practices on this. Whether the Kseid is only on the Kiddush al Yayin, or the Kseid is even on the Kiddush Mitzvah. It doesn't matter. It's just the Kiddush Mitzvah. The fact that we recite Kiddush and Tekki Pam al Yayin is on the Mitzvah. So maybe it's addition to it. You're going to say, if you're going to say, you're going to say Kiddush al Yayin after the Tzimtzum of the Chumash. So the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch has different minhagim as far as that's concerned. What is the Kseid on El Shavuot? Closing section of the parsha, it says about the Negade, that his father was a boy, his mother was Jewish. Then he showed Israelis, who then is Jewish? His father was a boy, and the mother was Israelis. He felt the name Yisrael. The Rashi says from the Torah Kahan, Melamish and Yisgayer. He was Jewish. What does that mean, Melamish and Yisgayer? Why did he have to convert? Because his mother was Jewish, he was Jewish. Why did he have to convert? So the Ramban has a machlekes with the Tesis. How do you read this? The Tesis holds that Kodem Matan Torah, the din didn't get applied, that you follow the mother. And he was born in the Torah, Kodem Matan Torah. He was really a boy. So he had to convert. Alam Shalikar, he had to convert in order to become Jewish. After Matan Torah, Nitin Torah in his Kacha, and also that the Vlad Halakakahai. But this is Kodem Matan Torah, the din didn't apply. The Ramban doesn't think it's correct. He says, well, Alam Shalikar just means he's there at Harsina, and everybody was in his God. So it doesn't mean that he particularly had to be in his God because he wasn't Jewish. He was Jewish, his mother was Jewish, he was Jewish. That was from the days of Avraham Avinu, that if you have a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, you're Jewish. Ramban disagrees with the Chachmei Tzorchah. He said that that was always the din. Well, Amish in his guy just means, he, together with all of Tzorchah, he was standing in the Hashina. It doesn't mean more than that. So when Islamelah takes this, Islamelah has the first Jewish, and the Parashat Zerachim is on this. He takes this as a machlokes, takes this in the Ramban, whether the Ovid Kodem Matan Torah had a din of Bnei Noach, or Yotzei Mechlal Bnei Noach. The Ramban holds they had a din of Yisraelim, and takes this apparently holds that they had a din of Bnei Noach, because by Nachri and Yigmaris is born with Allah HaKara Zohar. You have a mixed marriage, both parents are not Jewish. One is a Knaini and one is a Trenchi. So the status of the child is determined by the father as opposed to the mother. One of the Ramayinim, the special dealings for Zaynumis, and special dealings for Amalek, and special dealings for Amun Amaya, Mitzri, there's only special dealings. So how do you determine the status of the child that a mixed man, both parents are non-Jews? It is not informed of Allah HaKal HaZot, that's determined by the father, and Mishpachaytum Bala Yisrael HaYisrael. So the, so the Mishmah Melech claims that this is the Nachlech, is precious in the Ramban. The Ramban holds Tesis holds that Kodem Matan Torah, they didn't yet have the din of Israel. Ramban holds that the other side of the din of Israel. But it could be that they all agree. It's possible you don't necessarily have to accept this interpretation of this or not. It could be that even the Baalei HaTesis also agree that from the days of Avraham Avinu they were Jewish. And no machlokes. This new din of Israel following the mother, maybe even though they were Jewish, maybe that din didn't begin until after Matan Torah. It doesn't necessarily imply that it's in general machlokes. They're so far apart from each other. But, many Sfarim were written on this theme, whether the Ovis Kodem Matan Torah, or Yotzei Mechlal Bnei Noach, or not. In fact, so many Kulkulim written on this, they interpreted Midrashim, and Mishpliyas, and so on, Akkadei Kach, that they made a joke out of Midrashim. So the great Hasidic Rebbes who commented on this Mishmah Melech. Yishmael has Midrashim which he interprets, and Achleik is racist, and Paro, Achleik is Meshulach, and Paro, everything was about, everything was revolving about this. So the big Hasidic Rebbe is, the second generation of the Hasidus, they had the inside information, they said there was a big kitchen of the Bezer Shalmael against the Tzalwit Tzalwit, and the Parashat Tzalwit came out. And the Sefer Yishmael came out that the angels were angry in heaven that were making a joke on the Torah. And making Letzanas and Teres, and making all these Kulpulins that God is Machlegis Yeshu to the brothers, and everything revolves about this. It was a kitchwig on Kali Israel, why they were kidding around too much about this. You gotta be a little serious when you learn. Okay?